white buffalo lady, because it's here in what Mary's saying that there's a great similarity, a chastisement, a great time of trouble, according to Mary, that will precede this era of peace, and this is in agreement with what the white buffalo lady's saying. But as this book documents the occurrences of the Virgin Mary around the world, consistently around the world, the information keeps coming through these so-called prophets and seers that are seeing Mary, that there is first going to be a warning, then a miracle, a great chastisement, and then the thousand-year millennium reign of peace. Now, we won't look in detail at these prophecies, but we will say this. This magazine article that came out in August of this year, Newsweek, is going to a secular audience where this was designed for a Catholic audience. And this magazine article, if you're familiar with this Catholic book, does nothing more than give a very nice synopsis of what this book says. You see, brothers and sisters, the world at large, not just Catholicism, is being conditioned to understand and recognize the prophecies that the Virgin Mary is supposedly bringing in these apparitions. Now, when I say prophecies, let me remind you that these prophecies are satanic miracles. They're not simply imaginations, although there is a lot of faked apparitions, no doubt, and many of these things are just people's emotions, but some of the things that are going on are beyond coincidence. This here is just a brief synopsis of a book called The Final Hour that is one of the many Catholic books that documents the apparitions of Mary. And in this book, it lists some prophecies that were given to some Rwandan seers in 1981, and they received messages from 1981 to 1989. And in those messages that these Catholic seers were receiving from Mary, who was appearing in Kibeho, Rwanda during that time period, they were shown terrifying glimpses into the future: trees in flames, rivers of blood, many abandoned, decapitated corpses. They saw pictures of people killing each other and bodies thrown into the rivers, bodies without their head, and just a tremendous bloodbath that was supposed to occur in Rwanda. Now, brothers and sisters, if you've watched the past history of what's went on in Rwanda in the past 10 years, you're